This is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com on the podcast thread, My Rights Versus Your Rights. In response to Benevolent Heretic, because I've been remiss, and you know, partly because the bulk of your thoughts are my thoughts, Benevolent Heretic, I agree a lot. I think we're both on the same wavelength on this, on a lot of points. I think there's definitely something to your hypothesis about the removing of our individuality in all of this political correctness, and it's not a good thing. We need to be individuals. We need to be able to express our individuality because we are, in fact, all unique. And you bring up a very valid point in that the individuality is being removed by political correctness. And is that a first step towards something? I mean, just the statement alone that you made just brings you flashing right back to 1984. Which is why I brought up my instance of, in terms of titles. I don't want to be a something person. I am a something woman. You know, if it's just something person and then the last name, well, you have no idea whether I'm male or female. And I guess that was supposed to be a good thing, but I don't think it is. I just personally, I always made a point of making sure that I was referred to as councilwoman, because I thought that was important. It was to me. So, I mean, that was my right to say. And I also have never used the term Ms. Whether I was single or married, it was always a term that bothered me. I never pick it. You know, in the little drop-down list. In fact, I pick nothing these days. I'd rather pick nothing than every time I see that phrase, it just annoys me. Because I think that was part of the start of it, was first, the gender neutral stuff. In terms of what you mentioned about free speech and political correctness versus respect, and pointing out that political correctness is a response to fear. And in a sense, that's true. It's when we hesitate to say something a certain way, it's out that direction that's coming out of our mind that holds back. That's a fear, and that's something I'm definitely gonna get beyond in my life. But you made the comment, with rights comes responsibility, I believe. Is that the way you put it? With freedoms comes responsibility. See, now I have to take notes now too, but I have a little post-it pad here and it's working out very well. With freedoms comes responsibilities. But then you go on to say, and here's one point I may differ on with you, is that responsibility is something that you are personally responsible for, and your accountability and whatnot. There's a part of me, especially looking at what I was talking about in the previous podcast, that might actually disagree in the sense that the responsibilities and the accountability are also a strictly personal thing. Because I think, how can I put this? I think at some level there needs to be a universal standard of respect and accountability to avoid such situations in the world such as are going on right now. I would wish that everyone could be actually you know, I'm hesitating too much here. I really have to start more babbling about this. I wish that that it could be counted on that in the human race, us human beings had grown to a point by now where we could all expect each other to have some level of standards in our respect for others and our accountability to the responsibilities of the freedoms we have fought so hard for. But I don't believe that's the case. And so I don't know where to take my thoughts at this point from beyond here at the moment, because I'm still mulling it all over in my head. Because as I expressed in the previous podcast, I'm very distressed at what I'm seeing going on in the world right now. And I don't know that there's an answer. And I think I've said that a lot on this thread. But anyway, those are my thoughts for now. And this is Relentless. Bye-bye.